And Awilawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A Vancouver author, Kim Spencer, ancestrally from the village of Kekatla, grew up in Prince Rupert in the 1980s, is a celebrated Canadian children's book author. She recently received an award for the TD Canadian Children's Literature Award with a $50,000 cash prize, the largest in Canadian children's literature. Since then, in addition to that, her book has also been shortlisted for the Governor General's Literacy Award. Spencer spoke with CFNR about her awards and upcoming projects that she has, the support that she receives from her home village, as well as the community of Prince Rupert.
Thank you for having me. So my debut novel is titled Weird Rules to Follow, and it's a coming-of-age story about growing up in Prince Rupert in the 1980s. It's about family and friendship and about how exciting Rupert was back in the day, the big fishing industry, when there was big money to be made. And it's been very well received. I have got about, 12 nominations and nods, and most recently just had a nice big win at the CCBC Awards in Toronto. So it's really exciting. There's the other one was the Jean First Novel Award for my first book. This is my debut novel. And the other one is the Jeffrey Belson Historical Fiction, which is the genre that my book is written in. So I've been living in Vancouver for 31 years now, I think. I grew up in Prince Rupert, originally from Gitxaala Nation. I feel very connected to up north still, even if I've lived here for several years. Still a Rupertite at heart, still close contact with my community. It is based on my life experiences growing up in Rupert, so it's published as fiction, but based on true life experiences. And I grew up being a reader when I was young. My mom encouraged me to read, so I always enjoyed just reading, writing, you know, dabbled in creative writing over the years. And then just started writing sort of short stories here and there and grew into a collection. It's this novel is written in short stories, short vignette, so it just really came together almost. Of course I worked hard at it, but it just really was very gradual, writing short stories over the years. And then once I really decided, hey, you know, I think I'm going to give it more attention, applied for the writer's studio at Simon Fraser University, and after that things happened very, very quickly, probably within 2 years that it was on store shelves. So, you know, writing career or paths rarely look like that, so I'm trying to catch my breath. It's just been a really, really exciting, fun ride. It's October 18th, 2022, so it's just been a year. Really, really exciting. That was just last Monday that I was in Toronto for the CCBC Awards. I have a picture book that is going to be coming out, but not till 2025 through Orca Books, and that's about a childhood experience, about being a little girl going on a boat ride to Kekatla for spring break. So it's really a sweet, cute story, and I look forward to that. And then I'm also working on a young adult novel in verse that my publisher is reviewing right now. So I'm just so grateful for the support of the Indigenous communities, like specifically my community, Kekatla, Prince Rupert, you know, the North. It's been really fun. Thank you for having me.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.